For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Wisconsin renters struggling during the pandemic to make rent will soon get some assistance from the state. Governor Evers announced a $25 million Wisconsin Rental Assistance Program, or RAP, for those who lost income as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Eligible individuals may receive up to $3,000 in a combination of rental payments and security deposits that will be made directly to the landlord on behalf of the tenant. Visit doa.wi.gov and look for the We're All In logo. More information about applying should be available soon. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. On Wednesday, Governor Evers announced the state would funnel $50 million of federal coronavirus aid to Wisconsin farmers dealing with the economic fallout of the pandemic. Farmers can apply for direct payments from Wisconsin Farm Support Program via the Department of Revenue. The governor also announced a $15 million program to help deal with gaps in the food supply and assist food pantries. Wisconsin received roughly $2 billion in aid to deal with the coronavirus. Governor Evers can decide how to spend that money and does not require the approval of the legislature. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Bars and restaurants in the Milwaukee County suburbs will be allowed to reopen this weekend for sit-down service, but those in the city of Milwaukee will not be. Milwaukee County suburbs are said to have safety guidelines in place. The city of Milwaukee is evaluating its criteria for reopening, which could be based on positive tests and hospital capacity and usage. A UW Madison scientist determined there are two strains of the coronavirus, with the Dane County strain being linked to Europe and the Milwaukee County strain having origins in Asia. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The director of the Division of Health for Kenosha County says Amazon is not cooperating with public health officials attempting to track coronavirus cases and inform workers who might be at risk of contracting the virus. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, 32 workers have contracted the coronavirus in the past 2 months. Kenosha's health officer, Jen Freiheit, says the county is looking at what additional measures it can take since Amazon is not complying with its desire to test employees. That could include shutting down the facilities. High today near 70 with mostly cloudy skies the majority of the day in Madison. Milwaukee has a high near 60 with mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows in the upper 40s in Milwaukee, mid-50s in Madison. Friday, Milwaukee expects a high of 60 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Friday, Milwaukee expects a high of 60 with partly cloudy skies, while Madison anticipates a high near 70 with cloudy skies. Saturday, rain in the forecast with highs in the low 60s in Milwaukee and low 70s in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.